Where is she? Suzanne? Suzanne? Oh, Suzanne! Right, worship. Where are you? Take your stand right in front of the microphone. Well, thank you for pointing that out to me. All right, we have another one of our wonderful spoken word performers and regulars, and I'm sure she's going to provoke our thoughts in her unique way. So let's put our hands together for Suzanne Owens.
Yeah.
And after Suzanne, we're going to have Dave Drellick. We're going to have Cheryl Peralt, Brenda Assis, and Mary Pratt. That'll be the next five.
Huh? Yeah. You actually have more?
We can turn these lights off.
Good. Has he done it? Oh. Yeah, that's good. That's all right. This has been a fantastic night. It's really fantastic. And thanks, everybody, and Ellen especially, for it. This is called From 10 Days in Russia. And it's for my son, Colin Owens, who went with me when he was very young. I seem to recall that it was a soccer going on with the Russians and the American boys. God, beneath you the road is smoke, the bridge is thunder, and everything is left far behind. Russia, where are you flying to? Google from the dead souls. You ancients out there, bulky, dark-coated women, you wait so patiently for a bus that never comes, as you must have waited for a son, a lover. A husband, once a prisoner, wrote on the walls with his own blood, "Long live Stalin." From this bus, I see you everywhere with your rusted pails, full of menial labor, your bent shovels, your twig brooms. You paint the walls, spread the asphalt. After you leave the rail yards, what will you do inside your fragile tin-roofed dasha? Your cottage, that tumble-down summer blue. What will you feed your tiny boys tonight, every night? Bread, cabbage, cucumbers? Babushkas flocking the street corner, your faces line-ruffled, beaked into the Baltic winds. Have you seen the brothers' graves, memorials for mass starvation, large as the white and golden rooms in the summer palace? On every grave, stone, carnations, red asterisks mark those years, 1942, 1943. The dead march of Saul drones on, stone strides after stone. You can't see an end to them. You women, wrinkled as your ribbed stockings here on the road to the 17 cathedrals of Suzdal. Do you have garter belts to hold your stockings up when you feel the hairs inside your noses stiffen? Hear your breath turn to ice? Widows of the empty store windows, I circled Lenin's flesh, encased for 65 years inside that glass sarcophagus. The KGB watched to see I walked within the white lines, kept my collar buttoned up as my mouth was supposed to be. Do you think they saw me notice as I passed by your God, decked out in business black, so neat and clean. The soft portion of his right ear, just above the jawbone, has turned the same color as his suit. Small Russian boys crowd the bus door, offering lapel pins, badges, red, gold, purple, blue, like bugs on the end of extension held out on their grubby hands. Pictures on them of Lenin, May Day, St. Basil's. At 10, I traded baseball cards, comic books, marbles, for fun. They trade black market pins for a pen, a bar of soap, a pack of gum. A field grass blade of a boy with cheekbones as high as the great Kangen Mountains. In his eyes are stories I can never trade. He follows chanting the only words he knows in English. Guma, gum lady, cigarettes lady, stockings, lipstick, no. Russian dollars lady, no rubles, no. I choose his pin, a thumbnail etching of a crescent moon. Inside the moon's cup, the cross stands upright, prevailing. On the bottom of the pin, a vanquished bull, its horns in the air, the symbol of the Tartar Mongols. And suddenly, I am in the Black Sea, gliding rapier-edged into his eyes. I ride the hilt, carvings of machete sagas, Mongolian skies. I vault the boulders of the Great Wall, roll with hordes across the yellow plains, outstrip a century of moons, landscapes, scorched nights, when the crushed succumb to me, a nomad who sleeps nowhere but astride my horse till morning.
Thank you, Suzanne. Having taught Russian history for 25 years, I especially appreciated that.